Good afternoon. You're watching Million Dollar Party Girl. This is Lynn Bardowski, the Million Dollar Party Girl, and I'm really excited to interview my guest today. She is a self-made multi-millionaire, television personality, speaker, consultant, and of course you know her as one of the sharks on TV Shark Tank. Welcome to the show today, Barbara Corcoran.
Inviting me, Lynn. Nice to be here.
We're excited to interview you during Women's History Month. You have some great lessons for women entrepreneurs, and I did a little research. I found out we have three things in common.
Ah, what's that? We have blonde hair, we have a blue dress on. What's the third?
All right, well, now there's five. And I know we're both natural blondes.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's true.
As well. Well, we're both Jersey girls.
Oh, okay.
We both learned how to use diversion to compensate for a lack of boobs. And we are both not afraid to be silly. It turns out we both rewarded our sales team with ribbons.
Oh, really? You're kidding. I thought I was the only hokey girl in town.
Yes, I
used to. My ribbons were bigger. They were horse ribbons, you know, about 12 inches tall.
I
had $1 million printed on the surface because I wanted my agents to start shooting higher $1 million deals, and it worked like a dream.
I love it. I used to go to the dollar store and get all the fun ribbons that they would give to students that said, you know, no.
$20 a ribbon. You're really tight.
I am. That's why I'm the Million Dollar Prank Girl. So let's talk about some of the lessons you've learned as a woman in the trenches in business. I read that you've invested in 22 businesses as a shark, and that a third of them have failed. So what is the secret sauce? What is really the key ingredient that helps people succeed?
Well, why people fail, because sometimes you learn more by other people's mistakes, is they are, the entrepreneurs that don't succeed and don't hit that finish line are generally not street smart. Now, what's street smart? Street smart, I think, is the ability to keep thinking on your feet as you hit a wall or have an obstacle in front of you. That's a certain kind of street smart. It's very different than the kind of smarts you get in school or the kinds of smarts these really brainy Harvard MBA type guys have, who are often extremely smart in analyzing things or put them on their feet and put them against adversity, and sometimes they just don't know what to do. So I think street smarts is a commonality between all of my entrepreneurs that are succeeding very, very well. And of course, I don't even have to address persistence. I'm sure you wouldn't be where you were if you weren't persistent. But I think I've actually started looking at it in recent years a different way. I find that the major difference between the entrepreneur that becomes a huge success and those that don't seem to get there are not the obstacles they hit, because there's plenty of them out there,
True.
But they get hit, how long they feel sorry for themselves.
Mm.
Entrepreneurs almost have a low IQ, and they get up when they should and kind of say, hey, hit me again, I'm too stupid to know better.
Yeah.
The intelligent person lays low and takes care of his wounds for a while before he gets back up, but that's exactly what's poisonous to business, feeling sorry for yourself.
Yeah, in my book I call that plum disease, poor little old me.
Oh yeah, and you know what happens, I'm sure you know in your office as it did with me, if you have one negative person who's feeling sorry for themselves, they need another person to join their pity party, and it goes like, oh, poor me, oh, poor you, yeah, oh, poor me too. And before you know it, you have a spiraling effect of negative actions in the office and attitude, which you just can't have if you're struggling to build a business, because it's hard enough, and you need everybody on the same page.
That's true. That's a great point. It really does become almost like a cancer. So how did you deal with that? Because I think a lot of, women in business, women entrepreneurs deal with that, whether it's with a negative group of clients or a sales team that they're leading. How do you get rid of the cancer when that starts to grow?
Two things. In my business, building it, and I initiated with all of my entrepreneurs now that I'm working with, is I don't tolerate it. I had a no bars hold kind of attitude toward firing people. If someone was negative, I didn't even have to think that they weren't going to succeed, which is always the case. Negative people don't. They just succeed by eating up other people or taking their wallets mentally. You know, that's how I saw it. I would bring them into my office, hey, have 10 minutes on Friday, I'd love to chat with you. And not just fire myself. For my people's enemy is how I saw it. Before they sucked other people into their pity circle, I got rid of them. And that's very important in business. And you know what? You have to learn to fire. It's the least popular job of running any business, but I got really good at it. I love firing negative people because I saw them as my enemy and hurting my children, which were my employees.
That's true. You have to learn how to make those smart decisions. And speaking of smart decisions, I know you have a really exciting contest that my listeners can apply for, so to speak.
In your alley. It's intended for all the women out there who aspire to be someone like you. All we're doing on Groupon is I'm partnering with them because we want to get the best out there of women that they can share with other women. So you just go on Groupon's website and you share your wisdom of what you've learned so far in business, what's been most helpful to you, and then we're sharing that with all of the women. After all, it's Women's History Month, and we want to push women ahead. And for the simple best idea of the lot, which I'm going to judge, so it's going to have to be a good one, you're going to be flown to New York to meet with me, and I'm going to assess your business, cut it up, chop it up, analyze it, see what's right and wrong about it, and push that business ahead. And that's quite a prize, because I'm pretty smart at that kind of thing, you know?
Trust me, I will be putting my hat in the game on that one.
All right, guess what? You're eliminated because we know each other. Everybody would say, not fair play. No, no, no.
I had a feeling.
You're not getting any credit.
I had a feeling. And our listeners, you can find out more about that. Use hashtag GRPNwoman. And, of course, go to Barbara's site to find out more about that. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Barbara. That was a lot of fun.
Wish we had more time.
I know, I know. We'll see you on Shark Tank.
Get rid of that blue dress. I don't want the competition.
We should go shopping together.
No way. You'll be beating me to the racks. I can tell even looking at you.
I'm a visionista and a maximista.
I don't even know what that is.
Well, you'll have to read my book.
Okay. I'm going to do that.
Okay.
This weekend, not till the weekend.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Thanks, Barbara.